Murder in Foggy Bottom by Margaret Truman. Copyright 2000 by Margaret Truman. Read by Alan Sklar. And performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved.
Murder in Foggy Bottom. Foggy Bottom. A Washington, D.C. neighborhood that was built on a low-lying swamp. At one time, home to a glass factory, a large brewery, now the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, and some of the city's worst slums. It was named either for the miasmic fogs that once enveloped it, or the hazy foreign policy of one of its most visible current residents, the U.S. State Department. Now a relatively quiet but trendy residential area, with housing prices to match, it is also home to the Watergate Hotel, apartments, office, and retail complex, George Washington University, the city's second-largest landholder after the federal government, the Corcoran Gallery of Art, and the omnipotent Federal Reserve. The Organization of American States, at 17th and Constitution, is located precisely at the geographical center of the District of Columbia. Murder is uncommon in Foggy Bottom, but a few occur, now and then. Part 1. Chapter 1. Monday Night, Washington, D.C. The corpse was well-dressed. Washington Post reporter Joe Potamos looked down at the body behind a bench in the Pocket Park in front of the hotel at I and K Streets, on the eastern edge of Foggy Bottom. The victim was a white male, with neatly trimmed and combed salt-and-pepper hair. His suit was blue, shirt white, tie gray, with small red-and-white flags. "Canadian," Potamos said to a tall, box-like man, writing in a small notebook.